港口、空域目标压制以及远程突击行动。
The live firing exercises will continue on December 30th, China's Maritime Safety Administration announced, marking the largest drills to date in terms of coverage and bringing the exercises closer to Taiwan than before. The Chinese military had initially planned the drills in 5 zones around the island.
中共海事局宣布，实弹射击演习会持续至12月30日。这次演习在覆盖范围上创下迄今最大规模，并且比以往更加接近台湾。中共军方最初计划在台湾周边设立五个演习区域。
Shi Yi, a spokesperson for the Eastern Theater Command, said the drills, dubbed Justice Mission 2025, were meant to serve as a serious warning against what he described as Taiwan Independence Separatist Forces.
东部战区发言人施毅称，这次代号为“正义使命2025”的演习，旨在对其所称的台独分裂势力发出严正警告。
This marks the Chinese regime's sixth major round of war games since 2022, after then-US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan. It also underscores the regime's escalating military coercion against Taiwan under the administration of President Lai Cheng-te, whom Beijing has repeatedly labeled as a separatist because of his outspoken defense of the island's sovereignty.
这是自2022年以来中共对台湾发动的第六次大规模军事演习。2022年中共针对时任美国众议院议长佩洛西访台发动围岛演习。从赖清德在2024年当选总统以来，北京已发动四次大规模军演，凸显出在赖清德总统执政期间，北京对台湾不断升级的军事胁迫。由于赖清德公开捍卫台湾主权，北京多次将其贴上分裂分子的标签。
The Chinese Communist Party, also known as CCP, claims Taiwan as a part of its territory and has threatened to seize the island through military action. Taiwan has rejected its communist neighbor's territorial claim and is a de facto independent nation.With its own military, constitution, and democratically elected government.
中共宣称台湾是其领土的一部分，并威胁不惜以武力夺取该岛。台湾则拒绝承认是共产中国的一部分。台湾的正式名称是中华民国，实际上是一个独立的国家，拥有自己的军队、宪法以及通过民主选举产生的政府。
China's state-run media said the drills would focus on sealing off Taiwan's largest port city of Kaohsiung in the south and the deep water port of Keelung in the north.
中共官方媒体称，这次演习将重点封锁台湾南部最大的港口城市高雄，以及北部的深水港基隆港。
The December 29th drills come amid heightened regional tension as the Chinese regime.Had been applying economic pressure and engaging in military coercive tactics against Japan since Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi's remark on Taiwan on November 7th. That day, Takaichi told the parliamentarians that a Chinese attack on Taiwan would constitute a survival-threatening situation for Japan and could trigger a military response from Tokyo.
中共这次演习正值地区紧张局势加剧之际。去年11月7日，日本首相高市早苗在国会对议员表示，中共国若对台湾发动攻击，将构成对日本生存构成威胁的事态，并可能引发东京方面的军事回应。从那以后，中共一直对日本施加经济压力，并采取军事胁迫手段。
The Taiwanese Ministry of National Defense held a press conference late in the afternoon of December 29th on China's military drills. It stated that by 3 p.m. local time, it had detected near Taiwan 89 Chinese military aircraft, including drones, along with 28 warships and Coast Guard vessels, as well as a Chinese amphibious assault formation consisting of 4 ships.
台湾国防部于12月29日下午就中共的军演召开记者会，国防部表示，截至当地时间下午三点，已在台湾周边侦测到89架中共军机，包括无人机， 28艘军舰及海警船只，以及由4艘舰艇组成的一支中共两栖攻击编队。
In response to China's military drills, Taiwan's military went on a high alert and conducted a rapid response exercises, according to the Defense Ministry.
台湾国防部指出，针对中共国的军事演习，台湾军方已进入高度戒备状态，并展开了快速反应演练。
The Lai administration condemned the drills. Taiwan Presidential Office spokesperson Karen Kuo called on Beijing to immediately halt what she described as irresponsible provocations and refrain from becoming a troublemaker that undermines regional peace, according to a statement.
针对中共的围台军演，中华民国总统府发言人郭雅慧表达严厉谴责，她敦促北京立即停止鲁莽挑衅行为，不要成为破坏地区和平的麻烦制造者。
China's actions not only violently undermine the security and stability of the Taiwan Strait and the Indo-Pacific region, but also constitute a blatant challenge to international law and the international order, Kuo said.
在一份声明中，郭雅慧指出，中共国的行为不仅严重破坏台湾海峡及印太地区的安全与稳定，也构成对国际法和国际秩序的公然挑战。
The Taiwanese Ministry of Transportation and Communications said in a statement that more than 100,000 passengers on scheduled international flights will be affected by the continuation of the drills on December 30th, while 84 domestic flights are set to be cancelled, affecting about 6,000 passengers.
台湾交通部在一份声明中表示，由于中共军事演习于12月30日继续进行，超过10万名搭乘定期国际航班的旅客将受到影响，同时预计将取消84个国内航班，约6000名旅客受到影响。
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own radio show. Come out and get involved at our weekly orientation. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back to the Chen Show on CJSF 9.1 FM, Burnaby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the albums recently released by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you a song by Ken State.And it's called Best Friend, which is from the album titled Civil War, released in 2019. 听众朋友，现在到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 KingStead 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Best Friend， 希望你喜欢。
Always been there. find some rest, or will you be there when I left the church, or did they leave me? It doesn't matter, you were there to ease the hurt. Even if we let it slip away, somehow we lose all of our
And it's called Sun Ought to Shine, which is from the album titled The Wilder Beyond, which is from the album also titled The Wilder Beyond. Hillsborough is made up of five musicians, and they are Jackson, Fairfax, Perry, Claire, McDonough, Rosanna, Barrow, Paul, Arntzen, and Clayton Barrow. So here comes the song, Sun Ought to Shine.接下来请大家欣赏来自加拿大乐队 Hillsborough 演唱的歌曲 Sun Ought to Shine。Walk slow past my window.
And you're still here grinning. Such are the swamps that we swim.
Next is a music piece by Jerome Bett, and it's called Wishful Thinking, which is from the album titled On the Edge, released in 2019. 接下来要推荐给大家的是来自 Jerome Bett作曲并制作的乐曲，名字叫做 Wishful Thinking。 is the last song of today's music segment of the Chinese show, and it's a song vocal by Ye Jiaxiu, and it's called 流浪者的独白 which means the solenoke of the vagabond. And Hershey wants to thank you for listening to our show and wish you a great happy weekend. And please tune next Saturday noon.
听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲是来自叶嘉修演唱的《流浪者的独白》。在这里呢，何西感谢大家收听我们的节目，祝大家有一个愉快的周末。我们下个星期再在 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台相会。